Shalom Aleichem, Swedish friends. We are continuing our series, Rambam, to talk about Merida B'Malchus, in Perek, Gimel Halachaches. We were discussing why the Rambam passes like Rish Lakish, who holds that you have to be Mechuyev Misa in order to be given over to the enemy. If the enemy demands a certain Jew, he has to be Mechuyev Misa. And the question is, that Shitas Reish Lakish. Really passing like Rabbi Yechanan, who says you don't have to, as long as they single them out, that's enough. So why does the Rambam paskin like Reish Lakish? This is Unzil Shaila. And we had a Teretz already previous year. And now we are continuing. Different Mahalach, and this is again learning based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Rabbeinu, Gaon HaMufla VeHaMuflag, Reb David Zetzal. We can say that the Machlekes Reb Yechanan VeReish Lakish, tell me, Ma Dino Shel Sheva Ben Bichri, what was the din of Sheva Ben Bichri? Because Reb Yechanan holds that there is no difference between somebody who's Moireid B'Malchus Beis David and somebody who's moired b'sha'ar malchiyos, that the status of ein lo damim, of not having blood, is only vis-a-vis the king. Only the king is allowed to kill him. He's only considered ein lo damim b'yachas lamelech. And if so, vis-a-vis others, the non-king, is considered a nefesh gamur. And if you're allowed to give him over, it's not because he's mechuyev misa, but because he is singled out. And anyway, everybody's going to be killed. Either we'll kill all of you, or it's just plenty. So then you give him over. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that in the case of Sheva ben Bichri, he was only considered Ein Lo Damim B'Yachas to the king, not to the people. So why then did they give him over? He has Damim. His blood is blood. The answer is, they gave him over because he was singled out. That's the psak from them, from Rabbi Yechanan. But Reish Lakish holds to be'emes, B'Malchus Beis David, as we spoke about in previous shiur, the biyachad in relationship to Malchus Beis David. If someone is rebelling against the Davidic kingdom, we can view him as having no blood vis-a-vis everybody, and therefore, gam etzlam nitches nafshoi ve'ein roi lahatir. So even by them, his nefesh is pushed away. Because he's considered Ein Lo Damim. He rebelled against Malchus Beis David. Ein Lo Damim. And the Maisa with Sheva ben Bichri is then not a raya for any other case. Only a raya for Sheva ben Bichri. Because he was Ein Lo Damim B'Yachas to everybody. But not in a regular case where he was just singled out. Ulefizeh. In the Kash of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, of Memtes Amr Aleph, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and of Tes Amr Aleph, the Gabe Yoyev Vamasa, Bakushis Harama, Shaina Mukhiv Misa Alamelech, Chain Bakushis Hashoil Meshiv, Double Koitim Sakdin. So what's chat with Yoav killing Amasa? He's only Mukhiv Misa to the king, and also it's before Psakdin. So it must be that Malchus Beis David Shaini. Malchus Beis David's different. The Havalei Ein Loi Domim. Yachas l'kol Yisrael, v'hu k'das Reish Lakish. That's like the opinion of Reish Lakish. So we see that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Yoav kills Hamasa, Hamasa was married by Malchus. And we had a problem, it's Kodim Psak Din, and it's only Mechuyev LaMelech. It must be that it's Hutu Dam Lekula. Ah, Hutu Dam Lekula. So you see that the Gemara is paskening like Reish Lakish. So based on this Gemara, Rambam also paskens like Reish Lakish. Because Stam the Gemara is like Reish Lakish. The Chidushim of the Baris Kerov that we've been discussing, there he talks about the issue of if someone's Ein Lo Damim with regard to one person, maybe you're not Mechuyev Al Harigasa. In other words, if Reuven is allowed to kill him, and nobody else is Mechuyev Al Harigasa, and they're allowed to, but they're not Mechuyev Misa. Nevertheless, based on what we said, it's not correct. It has to be in relationship to the one killing him himself, your Mechuyev. Aye, so how then are they allowed to give away Sheva ben Bichri? It must be Malchus Beis David Shiny. Malchus Beis David is different. Ein lo damim biyachas to everybody. And a mizem makor, the psak harambam, who commotion is boiled. That's the Rambam's makor, that's Kabbalik. Umiyushav bezeh. Mashik Shesi Leel. Badoinio Shaloy Morad Neged Shloimoy. My time of Utsuch Shvue Shaloy Hargenu. Chen Yoyav Shaloy Morad Elabidovit Echotu Shloimoy Lahorgoy. So we had been discussing previously the Shiloh of why Shlomo needed to take a shvuah that he wasn't going to kill Adonio, Adonio hadn't been married against him. And Yoav was only married by David, so how is it mutter for Shlomo to kill him? So when it comes to Adonio, we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuvov that he was included in the category of Cholek al Malchus Beis David. And as we explained earlier, the name of Rabbeinu, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, based on the Rambam, the Perush HaMishnayis B'Sanhedrin, Shecholek Al Shloimoy, Havalei Cholek Al Malchus Beis David. Ve'yein Beradak B'Malachim Aleph Aleph, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chof Ches, She'Adonio Morad B'David V'Shloimoy, V'hi Kanal. That's like we're saying, that he was Moireh B'Malchus Beis David, that's Shlomoy, even Shlomo. In other words, when you're Moireh B'David, you're Moireh B'Shlomo, when you're Moireh B'Shlomo, you're Moireh B'David. So he was Moireh B'David, that's considered being Moireh B'Shlomo, because that's Malchus Beis David. Shehu Morad B'Malchus Beis David, Shehu Shlomo Achar David. U'b'chai Gavna, Ein Zehutul Domo L'Melech Davka. And as that fall, B'Mikre Kazeh, B'Ofen Kazeh, that's not considered hutul damo to the king alone. It's to everybody, and therefore, because he's Shemacholek Machos Beis David, and therefore Shlomo had the right to kill him. Chaim beYoyov, v'war b'Gemara b'Sanhedrin, itaf mimtet amud aleph, me'apasuk. The Gemara asks, Yoav went after Adonio, and he didn't go after Avshalom. Ki elahu gav ramoyed b'malchus, but Yoav was a moyed b'malchus. See, the Hashmuah bad Yoav. The Shmuah that Shlomo HaMelech had been anointed, came to Yoav, and Yoav was afraid. Ki Yoav nota acharei Adoniyah, ve'acharei Avshalom loy nota. The Gemara even quotes the Pasuk. The Gemara says, Mikra, that Yoav, there wasn't a question, it was a Pasuk. Yoav nota acharei Adoniyah, and he didn't go after Avshalom. And the Gemara says, my loy nota. Bikesh lintois, he wanted to, but he didn't. Why didn't he? Gemara goes on. It says, Shadayin lichluchis shel David kayemes. He wanted to go after Avshalom, but he didn't. And the reason he didn't is because David HaMelech was still young, and he still had his koyach, and he was afraid of David. And that's why he didn't go after Avshalom. He went after Adoniyahu, but not after Avshalom. And that's why the Gemara says that he... That's why the Pasuk mentions that he didn't go after Avshalom. Show that he almost went after Avshalom makes him look even worse. Makes Yoav look even worse than he was. It's bad enough he went after Adoniyahu, but it's saying that he almost went after Avshalom. Now, belavach yesh lomar lo mitzad neged based neged David u based David, and the sfir legam Adoniyahu bechlal based David. Achen midabikesh lintois achar Avshalom, shu kein neged David. Beloy nato ela mishum shakoychoy shel David kayam, umiyad kishabatol koychoy shuv chazar lintois achar Adoniyahu, vur mizeh shechazar lema sherotzer lintois achar Avshalom, shu kanal morad b'David u based. So maybe the Gemara is holding that Adoniyahu is also included in Malchus based David. He only rebelled at the end. He only wanted to prevent Shlomo from taking the seat. But he himself is included in based David. But from the fact that he wanted to go after Avshalom, who was against David, Avshalom was Lahedia rebelling against David, and he didn't go with Avshalom. Only because Koichoy Shel David Kayon, David still had this keiches, and immediately when there was a bittel of his keiches, he went after Adoniyahu. So we see from this that he did what he wanted to do originally, which is merida, which is a rebellion against David Ubeisa. And Memelo Hutter Dama Igam Lachar Mois David, and that's why he has Hutter Dama Biachas to everybody, not only Biachas to David, even after David died. V'ayein b'Rashi sham b'Sanhedrin, sh'Rashi kotev, d'v'hashmua ba ki ad Yoav, ki Yoav nota, d'haynu hashmua shenimshach Shlomo v'nityare. Shmua Lashon Rashi, Kishinimshach Shlomoi, Boel Yoav. That the Shmua that Solomon was anointed came to Yoav, and he was afraid. Because Yoav not Acharei Adoniyahu. Yoav was afraid when he was Moshe, when he anointed Solomon. So the Aruch Laner discusses this Rashi, that apparently, from this Pasuk, that's not the Shmua. The Shmua wasn't that Solomon was anointed, just that the Shmua was that David commanded to take vengeance against Yoav, like Rashi himself writes in Malachim 1, chapter 1, verse 28 in Rashi. So we have to understand the stira in Rashi. Was the yira that he said to take vengeance against Yoav, or was the yira that Shlomo had been anointed? Stira in Rashi, from Malachim to Sechas Sanhedrin. So based on what we said, it would appear that they're both correct. Misad Savoaz David, Eif Shalahar Goelim Kenema Morid Vemachus Beis David. Shizechor Akaideh Shinim Shoch Shlomo. Yaideh Zeh Havalei Shlomo Hakiyum Vemachus Beis David. Shuv Havalei Yoav Moirid Vemachus Beis David. Shiyesh Boi Chiyuv Misa. Machmes Savoaz Shal David Afa Pisha Kvar Meis David. Zeh Vashmu Abahin Watserv Shal Mashiach Shlomo Savoaz David. Rakaideh Tarvayu Nisiyare Yoav. They're both true. As far as Savaz David is concerned, you can't kill him unless he's rebelling against Malchus Beis David. And that is Chal only because Shlomo had been anointed. And because of this, Shlomo is the fulfillment of Malchus Beis David. And that makes Yoav into a Moiret b'Malchus Beis David, who has a Chiyuv Misa because of the Tzava of David, even though David died. So it's both. David commanded to kill him, but he can only kill him if he's a married machal of David. He's a married machal of David because Shlomo was anointed. So that's what it means, the Shmur of both. B'tzeiruf, Mashiach Shlomo, that Shlomo had been anointed, which makes him into a married machal of David, which means that David's command to take vengeance against him is in force, and Shlomo can kill him. So, this is amazing. We still have a Velt more to talk about. So please stay tuned. And we will see continuing the flow, Smitaras Hashem. And I thank you for listening. Linader, we shall continue. And if you stuck with me till now, I really appreciate it. Thank you. Shalom, shalom.